How you doing, friends? I am so glad that you joined us here today. And honestly, I'm kind of really excited because I know the message you're about to hear. And this message comes from my life. One thing God never lets me do is speak a message to you that I'm not living out for real in my life. And today, I have experienced some crazy things that have allowed me to be firm in my faith and live in what I like to call crazier faith. That's right, not just faith, not just crazy faith, but crazier faith. And I believe that's what the Bible says when he tells us he wants to take us from faith to faith. Not just what we've had or what we're believing for right now, even beyond that. So get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm telling you right now, this is going to transform your life. Let's go. Abraham. Y'all remember when him and Sarah believed for 24 years that they would have a child and then God asked for the boy back? You got to take your promise to the altar and sacrifice it? Everybody just be thinking like, oh, we know the end of the story. Then God's going to provide the little baby and then he's not going to be able to. Abraham didn't know that. He didn't get to get the revised version and be able to see Bible stories on it. He was walking by faith. But he also was talking. You might have missed it, but go back and read it. When he tells the servant, no, you stay here. Me and the boy are gonna go worship and we will be back. That's faith talk. I don't know how God's gonna do it, and it looks like the situation's about to die. But if God has to allow me to kill it and resurrect it, we gonna be back. I feel an Arnold Schwarzenegger anointing. I'll be back. I feel that was faith talk. But Noah had faith talk too. When he's building the ark, what did he say? It's gonna rain. That was faith. It had, see, we just read this like he was in Seattle and it rains all the time and he was building an ark. It had never rained. And this man gets up in the face of everybody who's sunbathing. Said, be careful. I got faith talk for you. It's gonna rain. Why are you over there building that ark and spending all them years? Because it's gonna rain. Faith talk. David. We talk about him killing Goliath, but do you know that he gave Goliath the play-by-play? It's gangster. I don't know if you ever seen movies where we're like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do to you. I'm gonna hit you with the right, then I'm gonna hit you with the left, then I'm gonna turn around, hit a windmill kick, bust you, then I'm gonna cut your head off. David walks up to the enemy that the entire Israelite army is scared to face for weeks. And he says, today, I'm gonna cut your head off. Faith talk. Some of y'all need to go up to that giant of pornography and say, today, I'm gonna cut your head off. Some of y'all need to go up to those lies and the unbelief and say, today, I'm gonna cut your head off. If you believe it, give God some praise. Faith talk is about to arrive. Somebody shout at me, faith talk. Moses. I'm just walking you through the Bible because I need you to understand that faith talk comes no matter what situation you're in. Moses is going up to the most dominant man in the world, the Pharaoh. And he's got to say what God said. He got to talk in faith. They literally could kill him at the left ear. I mean, I need it. Cupbearers were killed for giving the wrong drink back in this day. It's like, I thought you wanted Gatorade here. Like dead. So my man comes up in there and says, oh, because he had a speech impediment. You would have thought God would have called somebody with
exquisite English or whatever language they were, dictation, what he called somebody with a deficiency. To still talk in faith. And I don't know who you are that's been blaming your deficiency. Well, I was born in this situation and my parents weren't there and I was adopted and I was abused. And God says, I love damaged goods. Because I get glory out of making a masterpiece with something that other people discounted. He said, let my people go. Faith talk. Caleb sent in as one of the spies, comes back and says, I know these other 10 dudes said we can't. Sometimes you're going to have to talk faith when you're the minority. When other capable people are telling a different report. When people have proof of it going their way. Ain't nobody been able to come to North Tulsa and be able to da 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 da. They were telling me based on fact. But I don't live by fact. I live by faith. So I talk faith. And Caleb says, we are well able to take the land. Now, I want you to see this, that two men's faith talk, Joshua and Caleb, allowed them to be 2 of 2 million to see the promised land. Your faith talk may be more important to your future than anything you've ever done. Because God, at the report of everybody else, said they can have what they say. Have it. What if God came to you right now and said, you can have what you've said? Y'all thought I was going to say, because tomorrow's not promised. You only get what you already have said. Some of y'all would be begging. Lord, please, just Lord, give me one more chance. Just please, Lord, give me one more chance. And God's saying, that's your reality today. Somebody shout at me, faith talk. I'm just walking because somebody needs to hear this. Joshua, y'all skip past this story in the Bible. Joshua told the son, stand still. Do you know how much gangster and how much faith you have to walk in to tell the thing that comes up and goes down? Every single day. Pause. And I believe that God allowed that to be in the Bible to show you that what seems impossible, if you would speak to it, you could cause for the first time in history. See, everybody wants to do what's been done. God's into doing firsts. If they've never done it before, Will, God's just looking for somebody to believe that he can do it one time. I don't hear of the sun standing still no other time. But Joshua got the benefit of being the first because of his faith talk. So my question is, do you talk in faith? Because if you talk in faith, your confessions change. Say, faith talk.
Faith talk.
So good. Say, faith talk.
Faith talk.
Help me, Tony. Y'all going, Say, faith talk.
Faith talk.
Say, faith talk. I have fun when I preach. I don't care what y'all doing. Faith talk.
Faith talk.
My family will be healed, and I'm faith talk.
Faith talk.
Y'all better help me now. Y'all better act like y'all been in the club before. My family will be healed. That's my faith talk.
Faith talk.
My bills will be paid, that's my faith talk. I'm gonna forgive, that's my faith talk. Anxiety's evicted, that's my faith talk. Depression gotta bow, that's my faith talk. My marriage will be whole, that's my faith talk. I'ma live pure, that's my faith talk. I'm single secure, that's my faith talk. My business will be blessed, that's my faith talk. My church will impact the world, faith talk. My kids will love Jesus, that's my faith talk. And I will give money away, faith talk. Your boy's gonna be paid, that's my faith talk. I will heal the sick, that's my faith talk. That's my faith talk. That's my faith talk. I can pray for my wife. That's my faith talk.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this three-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that He will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
I don't leave situations without the last thing being faith talk. See, even if it's not today, I gotta put faith on it. So I've been in meetings where they're like, there's no way that I can do this, and da-da-da. I'm just like, that's fine. Come on, because sometimes you gotta swallow your pride. Because sometimes you thought it was gonna happen today. Sometimes you thought it was gonna... But I promise you that one day, whatever I'm believing for is going to happen. And now I'm gonna walk away and be like, that's my faith. Yeah, yeah. Somebody shout at me, faith talk.
Faith talk.
Husbands and wife? Faith talk. I'm trying, as you roll back home from Thanksgiving, talk about where your family will be next year. I know you almost cussed and beat everybody up, and you didn't get no ham or sweet potato pie. I know. But talk about the love and the generosity and the faith talk. The reason I'm saying you need to have faith talk, write this point down. Faith talk activates heaven. The thing that we're missing right now is that when you talk in faith, it's the only language heaven responds to. Heaven responds to faith. It's almost like when you're in a different country and you're talking in English, but they don't understand any English. They'll entertain you, but they can't respond until there's a translation. What God is saying is, when you talk in worry, I'll entertain it, but I can't respond to it. When you talk in fear, I'll entertain it, but I cannot. It's only when the language turns into faith that heaven gets activated. And the problem with most of us is we don't even understand the Lord's Prayer. There was one prayer that the disciples needed to get down and told us, this the one that if you're going to teach anybody how to pray, teach them how to pray like this. Matthew 6, 9, it says, then this is how you should pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, thy kingdom come, your will be done. Where? On earth. As it is in
heaven.
So if the whole goal is to get heaven to earth, but you not saying anything that heaven can understand, could this be why earth looks like hell? It's because there's not enough people speaking the language of heaven. Charles, come here real quick. I need y'all to understand this. I don't even know if I'm gonna make it through this whole message. Are y'all being helped right now? I need y'all to understand, because this faith talk is bigger than anything that you could understand. There is two different arenas that God has made. He's made the seen realm, and then he's made, back the camera up, because they need to see this whole thing. There it is. The seen realm, that's all this. Then the unseen realm. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not here. And what God did is create an arena where he can see both. So when we're dealing with all the crap we're dealing with out here, I need somebody to activate their faith talk, to pull what I have. I got all the answers right here. I got all the resources right here. You don't know what I'm preparing for you back here. But I cannot transfer it to here unless I hear faith talk.
That's so good.
Let me prove it, because some people are like, where is that in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 1:16. For by him, that's God, all things, everybody say all things, were created that are in heaven and that are on earth. That are in heaven and that are on earth, okay? Whether they are visible or invisible, I need everybody to catch this, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. So when we talk faith, it's not from a place of trying to beg God to do anything, because it's already done. Not in the visible, but in the invisible, you're healed. In the invisible, you have unlimited resources. In the invisible, you have the answer to problems. Y'all not even here with me, Charles. In the invisible, it's already done. What he's waiting for is for somebody to call for the invisible to have access in the visible. Ephesians 1:3, I got to prove it to y'all, because some of y'all are like, I don't know. Blessed be the God and our Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who?
Come on.
When we pray, God's not creating nothing new.
Come on, sir.
That's good.
Watch, I'm just trying to explain it. Who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the, where is it? Heavenly places.
Come on, that's it.
Everything I need, he's already, it's got my name on it.
Yeah, that's it.
He had, this is why when you read, Before I was formed in my mother's womb, he knew, he tagged everything Michael Todd in heaven. And the reason why, Charles, things are happening in my life is I've discovered faith talk. When I stand up here and say that the Spirit Bank Event Center will be Transformation Church, and I declared that out of my life, heaven was like, he said it. He said it. He said it. He believes it. He's not doubting. What we gonna do, God? Well, you know what we gotta do when they start talking faith. Heaven is eager, anticipating for the children of God to start talking in faith. He's waiting on you to say it. Somebody shout at me, faith talk.
Faith talk.
Heaven is anticipating faith talk. And y'all have had angels that haven't worked in decades. New day, grace and mercy. What Charles gonna say today?
Come on.
Oh, he gonna let their situation dictate what he gonna say?
Come on. Come on.
He gonna let how he grew up?
Come on.
Y'all take a break. Take a break.
Come on. Come on.
Huh? Is that Sarah? Nah. She's so concerned with being famous.
Wow.
She going to say a whole bunch of stuff about her body and followers and influencers. And
come on.
She ain't incited no faith talk today.
Wow.
Well, when should we come back? Another couple years. Well, how do you know that? It's been 6 since she said anything in faith.
Wow.
The saddest thing is there's pastors who lead people and don't have any faith talk. Well, we just believe in that God can fix the air conditioner. Is that all you're believing for? No, no, no. I know that's your present need.
Yeah.
But my question is like, I mean, you don't got the air conditioner, nor you have a new building. Just at least get up in front of your congregation and tell them by faith. Preface it. By faith. Because you know that's how the worlds were formed.
Pastor Mike wants to know, are you living a crazy life? A crazy life of faith? If you're not, it's time to get crazy faith. In Pastor Mike Todd's brand new series, Crazier Faith Volume 3, Pastor Mike reveals it's our job as Christians to have faith and believe God. It's God's job to show up. With this series on faith and favor, you'll learn the difference between walking in faith and walking in fantasy. In this straightforward conversation, Pastor Mike explains crazy faith glorifies God, produces fruits of the Spirit, and is all about serving the needs of others. Inside this 3-part CD series, Pastor Mike teaches that crazy faith is about desiring God's will for your life and not just fulfilling your own desires. A life of faith, not just about the new car, new house, new TV. A life of crazy faith is about fixing your eyes on Jesus and trusting that He will take care of you no matter what. When you call or go online right now and get the CD series Crazier Faith Volume 3, you'll see God do a work in your relationships, your purpose, and your passions as you develop a heart of crazy faith. Don't miss this special offer. Get Crazier Faith Volume 3 for your gift of $20 or more. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go to tbn.org/crazier3 to order. Call 1-800-990-7211 or go online right now.
Friends, I hope you hear what God is trying to tell you through this message today. He wants to give you a command with no cap. Or let me say it like this. He wants you to have limitless opportunity to be able to see His goodness. But the question is, do you have faith to fill the space? Could God heal your family? Redeem your body? Could He break depression? Could He change your city? What could God do through you? If you would listen in faith and obey. I promise you, I'm a living witness. I'm sitting here today to tell you that God can go beyond whatever you're currently believing. And you can see the impossible happen in your life. I'm believing that as you're watching this right now, your family's changing. I'm believing that your mind is changing. I'm believing that generations you may never meet will be changed because of decisions you're making in faith right now. I love you, I'm proud of you, and I believe this is the beginning of us transforming together. So until we meet next time, I want you to go out and live a transformed life. I will.